I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Good afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramo broadcasting live from Madison Mercantile with Chris Shellstead, and Megan Runglin joins me with Coffee at the Merck. Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Doing okay, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys recovered from the meander?
No. We're working on it.
We're still working on recovering from the meander, huh?
I think there are 41 artists and a whole lot of hosts and venues who are taking a big deep breath today. And that was a busy weekend for a lot of folks up and down the Upper Minnesota River Valley. And for us here at the Merck, it was a banner day on Saturday. And we had plenty of traffic on Friday and Sunday as well.
Yep, that's become a popular event, the Meander, and so it seems to get bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it?
It does. Now, this is the 18th year for the Meander, and I think, you know, we used to have a couple stops here in Madison a couple years ago, and I know, I'm trying to think of their names. So there was a couple stops, and then there was kind of a few years where there wasn't any stops.
Yep.
For the Meander here in Madison, so it's exciting to be able to reinvigorate the whole connection between Madison and the Meander.
Right. Now, you had a couple artists that were here at the Madison Merck. Talk about that a little bit.
We did. So to be part of the Meander, you have to apply and be juried and
I did not know that.
Yep. If you're an official Meander artist, it means that you've passed the cut, pretty high bar. So
okay.
We had two official artists, Deb Meyer and Mary Boylan, and so we took everything out of the gallery and hung all their stuff in there. But then we also had the artists that normally are here. So they kind of got a freebie on the Meander because they were here while the official artists were here. And that included Janice Anderson, who we have a big body of work from. And the Madison Arts Council space was set up with Della Conroy and Phyllis Juice. And that show will be here all month.
Okay.
And then we were really excited and had a lot of fun with Chuck Thompson from Madison here. He brought his pottery up, and he had a really good day. And he left things in our gift shop for that purpose. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stopped in on Saturday afternoon and got my usual. Megan turned me on to cold coffee now, you know.
Nice caramel latte, I believe.
She remembers what I ordered. And I picked that up, and there was a lot of people in here on Saturday.
Yeah, there sure was. I think probably between 50 and 80 on Friday, and then Saturday we're thinking over 200, for sure, and maybe more. And some people just kind of gathered here and stayed for a long time, and others just, you know, checked us off the list and went on. So it was.
You had some musicians on the stage, too.
We did. Eric Shellstead, my little brother, decided to just happen to have his guitar with him when he stopped by. So,
gee, that's a shock.
Yeah, so and a lot of people don't know that he plays guitar and sings, so he gave us some music, and then Bryce Dempsey came in and played a whole set, and Bryce is going to be hosting some open mics for us later.
Good.
Later on in the year, so it was really fun to have some music for a little bit that day.
The Meander was a huge success again.
It was.
And a great place to have it here at the Madison Merck.
Yes. Everybody was really happy to find this facility here. You know, we did a little lot of tours. We had a little handout.
So you gave tours, too, huh?
We did. You never know who's going to be interested. So we had a little handout for him as well. But, it's just plenty of space. There's a lot of room to kind of mingle and things like that. So we have a good wall space for all these artists. So looking forward to building it even more next year.
Good. All right. Megan Runglin joins us as well. What's your title here again, Megan?
Operations.
You have a title, right?
Operations Manager.
Operations Manager.
Yes.
All right.
Chris's right-hand man. No kidding. I couldn't do any of this without Megan.
Yeah, she worked hard this weekend at the Meander, I know. So talk about the kitchen, some updates you've done on the kitchen there, Megan.
Sure. So we've got our coffee still flowing regularly. We've got our regulars in town that come in, and I can tell them what they want before they even have to tell me, because they
get the same thing every day, but we've got some new flavors. We know people really love the pumpkin spice. We've got those pumpkin spice lattes going, and we're always, if people have their usual that they get somewhere else that they can't get here, we're open to expanding our menu and trying those drinks with them. So
good.
Definitely come on in and let us know what you're looking for.
Yep, and it's the best caramel latte, you said, that I get.
Yep.
I love it. You know, I told you this before. I never really liked cold coffee. I just actually detested it, you know, didn't like it. And Megan goes, and you said too, Chris, you got to try it sometime.
You're going to like it, right?
I'm going to like it. So I did, and I liked it. Now that's all I get.
Well, there's been a few converts. Yeah. Some people are like, I only like coffee-flavored coffee. And then you put a little caramel in there, and you're like, you know what? I do like caramel-flavored coffee. So, yeah you got to hook them.
So, Megan, you serve some homemade stuff too, right?
Yep, we've got scones, biscottis, cookies.
You got bottled Sundrop, because I'm drinking a bottled Sundrop right now.
Yes.
Takes you right back to high school, doesn't it?
It does. Detoys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we have,
So what's the new flavor?
Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, Pumpkin Spice, okay.
Yep, that's always a popular one in the fall with a lot of people. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
You either like it or you don't, right?
It's a very polarizing subject.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We've got it for the people who do like
How
it.
How about you, Chris?
Oh, what? You mean, what am I up to these days?
No, Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, Pumpkin Spice. Well,
I'm a coffee-flavored coffee kind of gal.
I'm a coffee-flavored coffee person. I shouldn't say that, but Pumpkin Spice is okay. It's just not my favorite.
Okay.
I tend towards the chocolates and caramels more than that.
What's your favorite, Megan, in the kitchen there?
I do like caramel latte, but also I recently tried this new TikTok coffee that I found. It's a white chocolate latte with caramel drizzle, and it's pretty phenomenal.
That sounds yummy.
You can make that here?
Yeah, sure can.
Well, I'm going to try that when we get done now.
Yeah.
So you got that off TikTok.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, you guys do a great job with your TikTok, Madison Merck.
Oh, that's all Megan. She does a great job at all of the advertising and social media things. Really good job.
Yeah, you did a lot of TikTok and social media during the Meander, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I could have probably done a little bit more, but I got a new TikTok out there on our TikTok, Mad Mercantile.
Mad Mercantile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So search that, Mad Mercantile, okay?
Yep, you'll find it there, and hopefully we'll get more into it once I...
How about the other social media, Facebook, and how about the others?
Instagram, we're on Instagram at Mercantile Madison, and on Facebook under Madison Mercantile, but I think Mercantile Community is the... the address.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check Madison Mercantile out on all the social media sites.
Right. There is a Madison Mercantile in Alabama. So
there is.
Yes. I get some email from them now and then.
Wow.
So you gotta. If it doesn't look familiar, you're probably in Alabama.
Okay. Well, thank you, Megan, for filling us in on what's happening at the kitchen at the Madison Mercantile. And Chris, what's coming up here in the month of October at Madison Mercantile?
Well, one thing that we're going to start in October is we're starting up our trivia again. Everybody's been asking, when's it going to start? So we're going to have the trivia the first and third Thursdays of the month, starting on, I believe it's the 20th of this month.
And that went over big last year.
Yeah, everybody really loved that. So we're looking forward to getting that started again and hopefully having some food items when that happens as well. And then we're looking forward to Northfest. Is our next major event. So we're going to have a couple of really interesting artists in here, Rachel Coppendreyer, if I said that right. And we're trying to develop, working with a couple folks in Pioneer Public TV, a retrospective of Franz Richter's work. And so that should be a really exciting show in November. And then as we move forward into December, we're looking at a couple of pop-up markets, just really sort of small and arts-related pop-up markets, and working with the Madison Arts Council on that. So people
What's a pop-up market?
Well, basically an artist can bring their things for a two-day event, and they can grab a section of the Merc and just set up their own little shop for a few days.
A mini meander.
A mini meander. There you go. I like it. Perfect.
So we're developing that now, and then an exciting event is that the Lacaparle Players, we've been talking with them about how they can use this venue for this year's Christmas program, because the Prairie Arts Center will happily be under renovation at the time. So we're looking at what that might look like as a smaller sort of Christmas thing.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
Good.
Okay. And then I guess just looking forward to some of the artists, I want everybody to know that Vince Cook, who is from this area, a couple years younger than me, Vince Cook is bringing his Japanese Kumiko show here.
What is that?
I know. It's woodworking. It's a type of very delicate, involved woodworking, and he is just a master at it, apparently. So he's bringing his show here in January. That should be fun.
Wow. Japanese what?
Kumiko.
Kumiko.
Yeah, that's right. We'll put a link to it on our page so people can see. But Vince is excited to bring his artwork to his hometown.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then music. We have kind of decided that the third Saturday of every month will be an open mic event. And we're going to, Bryce Dempsey's going to help us host that, hopefully, and
open,
other people.
Open mic, so anybody can sing?
Yeah, or poetry or spoken word, but, you know, primarily music. And
a karaoke thing or just not?
Maybe someday.
Oh, maybe someday.
If you want to do karaoke, Paul, we'll make it happen.
Have you ever heard me sing?
I'm not sure. So that could be a possibility. And then with any luck, we'll hear about some grant opportunities that we've been working on for months. And if we find out about that, you'll hear a great big yell of happiness from this end of the street. And I'll be running over to the lumberyard to order materials. So,
what are the future plans at the Madison Merck? What do you got going on in the head up there, Chris?
Well, right now we've got six spaces rented out, and two in the works for the back end area. It'd be kind of computer related, both of them. And then we'll be building out, if the grants come through, we'll be building out the Zoom room and the classroom and the exercise room. So really excited to get that going, and you know, maybe by spring we'll have yet another ribbon cutting here. So
okay, who do you have here in the building?
We have Angela Elsner Brown is new to the building. She's doing her healing stone therapy massage with the hot stones. Me and Chris have been lucky enough to get on her table experience that, and it's been wonderful. And
okay,
really,
awesome.
Really nice.
And then Camden Recap, of course, is here. They're the newspaper, and they've been putting out some great work, as you well know, and so it's been fun to have them around.
All right, and then Country Butcher has a satellite place here?
They're working on setting that up, and that's been fun to have Kelvin Weber here working with that. It's good to have another person around to hang out with. And then we've got a young man who does a computer internet solutions that's going to be renting an office, and I think that'll be great. Let's see, what else? And then, of course, we have two artist studios that are occupied.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're building more so they can, some more can come, right?
Chris and Megan, what you two have done in 1 year at the Madison Merck is absolutely amazing. And you guys work hard at it, and it's just a wonderful place, a huge asset to the Madison community. So thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Paul. Yep. It wouldn't be possible without just such a great community to be in.
Yep. Yeah. Before we sign off here, what's your favorite moment of the weekend here? You got any favorite moments? Maybe somebody from far away stopped in and was impressed with the Madison Merck? Or
got any, Meg? I think that it's not just one moment, but it's alumni who come back, who haven't been back to Madison for a while, and they are shocked and happy and excited about all the things going on in Madison, not just the Merck, but the new parks, the fact that the theater's still growing. It just makes them, these alumni, really happy to see that there's growth and activity.
All right. Megan, did you come up with one?
Yeah, I think just having it just buzzing with people in here this on Saturday especially, it was really awesome to see so many people in here and just see the reaction to the big change that was Bramer's Hardware Store.
All right. Right. It's a little different than a hardware store right now.
That's right.
All right, anything else?
No, just once again, thank you for hosting us and giving us some opportunity to tell our story.
All right. I love doing coffee at the Merck with you guys. A live program. We got to love live programming, right?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. And yeah. Megan, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
And come on in, and have a coffee. Megan makes the best coffee. Chris does too.
I'm the bad barista.
And hours again, quick?
8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday, and we're looking at first and third Saturdays through the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, and an occasional Sunday, and events.
All right, that's wraps things up here at the Madison Mercantile. Another coffee at the Merc.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
My life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each time.